she writes about me, and I write about her. That's the way it works, you see. She writes about me, and I write about her, and in our special performance schedule we have, it ends up she reads about me, and I read about her. All over town. Wicker Park, Lincoln Park, Irving Park, and yes, sometimes Humboldt Park. She writes about me, and I write about her, and she reads about me, and I read about her. All over town, and the people know. They know that she's writing about me and I'm writing about her because they are friends of ours, and the scene is incestuous to begin with, because getting older does not mean getting better, and a larger population does not mean a larger dating pool. They know that she's writing about me and I'm writing about her, and if they don't, we drop in hints every so often. And they talk, and they giggle. And they say to us, hey, did you know she was writing about you last week? And hey, did you know he was reading about you over there and over there and over there as we hit the dusty trail of open mics across these big shoulders of ours and narrowly miss each other by 10 minutes, by 5. God, she was just here. She was just reading something about you. And sometimes we do end up at the same open mic where she doesn't read something about me and I don't read something about her. But we still indeed read to each other subtle hints, clues, that I wonder if the audience picks up on. This next piece is about the way one of my ex-lovers made me feel. This next piece is about how important my sexuality is to me. This next piece is about how I want to be a writer for a living, and if you are thinking of getting involved with me, you should understand that up front. This next piece is about how I got hurt really badly in a relationship not too far in my past, and you better fucking pay attention because I don't want any idle flirtation from you because I'm too weak and frail from this previous one to be able to take something that you might be doing just because you're bored and not necessarily actually into it. So, yes. Cool. But I wonder if the audience picks up on. And we sit together, and we laugh, and we drink, and we laugh. And we drink, and we drink, and we talk, and we laugh, and we drink, and we talk, and we drink, and we laugh, and we drink, and we drink. And she goes to the bathroom, and my friends run over, and they say, what's that piece about? You know her. Doesn't she know? And I say, of course she knows. She writes about me, and I write about her. It's how we communicate. She understands this because we are two peas in a pod, cast from the same mold, long lost siblings separated from birth, and a thousand other metaphors, none of which exactly work. And we have talked about this, and we have decided that having sex together would probably be a good thing, and hell, it seems like a foregone conclusion at this point, not really much we can do about it. But still, we can't make that final leap because we are both deathly afraid of losing that P-cast sibling use and all those other metaphors that didn't work the first time. And so, she writes about me and I write about her, and she reads about me and I read about her. It is our way of dating. It is our way of having sex. And she gives me a ride home, and we sit in her car, and she says how regrettable it is that we have to separate for the night, and so I say, not if you come in, and so she says, do you want me to come in, and so I say, do you want to come in, and we both know that we're going to chicken out, and but we're playing a game to see which of us will do it first, which of course would be me. But as I'm getting out, I see a flash of brilliance in her eyes, like tonight was the night she was waiting for me to not back down, like tonight was the night she was waiting for me to insist on her coming in, and I stop and I think about that tonight. In my bed, typing in my bed, smoking in my bed. As I continue writing about her, as I know that she continues writing about me. My name is Jason Pettis. Thank you for coming.